Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2x best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today, I'm really, really excited to have the lovely Vanessa Mandich with us. So Vanessa, if you don't know, is a naturopath, nutritionist, and herbalist from Australia. She works with clients all over the world and helps people heal their gut naturally so they can live free from digestive distress. So I've known Vanessa for a few years now, and I absolutely love her work and love everything that she's about. So I had to get her on the podcast because gut health, digestive health, hormones have been such a big learning curve for me over the last few years as I've gone along my own healing journey with my gut, with my hormone health. So I really wanted to share this podcast today with Vanessa to educate us all a little bit more about why this is important and how we can make our bodies happy and healthy. But welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
My pleasure. Honestly, it has been such an honor having you on today. So first of all, just before we dive into things, I want to ask you a question that I ask every guest that comes on the podcast. So when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Okay. So I feel like I'm still spiritually awakening. So it all began. So like growing up, I never used to be a really spiritual person. But then over the years, I became interested in natural healing, and then which led me to my studies in nutrition and naturopathy. And then I think it was back in, 2018, 2019, I was working 7 days a week. I was super stressed all the time, and it just eventually led to burnout. And then I started experiencing really bad, debilitating gut symptoms. And then I eventually got a diagnosis of ulcerative colitis, which is, it comes under the umbrella term of inflammatory bowel disease. So like Crohn's and colitis, with some pretty bad symptoms. And the gastroenterologist at the time was like, look, we need to put you on this medication with nasty symptoms, or nasty side effects. And I was just like, no, I'm not doing it. I just got home and I was just bawling my eyes out. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm a naturopath. Surely I can fix this myself. So then that sort of like led me down a more spiritual path. And I started exploring other methods of healing as well. So yin yoga and the effect of mindset and meditation as well. Got interested in Joe Dispenza's work and doing his meditations. I still do his meditations every single morning when I wake up for the past few years. And how you can just shift your mindset and remove energy blocks as well, just to help the body heal. I'm just so happy and so grateful that I'm in this place now where I've healed my body naturally and I can just live a normal life.
Mm, Yeah. And it's so important because I think, like, when you go, like, I don't know if you feel the same, but when I went to the doctors, I was ignored for 3 years. So I had really chronic mm-hmm. acne, and they were like, oh, it's just a bit of acne. And I was like, no, like mm-hmm. something is wrong here. And I got ignored mm-hmm. for 3 years. And it was only when it got really, really bad, and I was like, I'm like, something is seriously wrong with my health, that I actually went private and paid to work with a gynecologist, of all people, who thought that it was PCOS, who thought that it was loads of different things. And through all that blood work, they found that I had really, really high prolactin, like dangerously high in their own words. And I wouldn't have known that if someone hadn't just given me that full blood work. And for mm-hmm. me, it was really frustrating. But I think as well, when you're then told, even when you have the diagnosis, because I have IBS mm-hmm. as well, it's mm-hmm. like, you're then like, well, what do? I then have to take this medication, but is the medication going to help, or is it just covering the issue? And mm-hmm. I worked with a naturopath as well for my hormones. And I supplemented. And like you said, I did yoga. I looked at my mindset. I healed the emotional blocks, like all the things that you were saying there. And it was incredible, the changes that I noticed. It was like life changing. And for me, it was like, wow, like that chronic burnout and stress that I had was causing all of that, as well as IBS. Yeah. So it was just really liberating to have a diagnosis, but then also like, right, well, I actually don't just want to take medication for it. I actually want to heal it. So that was like a massive journey in itself from that point. So it's amazing to hear that you have been able to heal it naturally and see those massive changes in your life, which is fantastic. So let's talk a little bit more about gut health. So why are our guts important, and how does gut health impact us?
Yep. So poor gut health, and yeah, mainly like an imbalance in the gut microbiome can lead to all sorts of issues, can make you more susceptible to getting parasites, bacterial infections, bacterial overgrowths, which can then lead to inflammation and then cause other conditions like autoimmune disease, IBD, arthritis, psoriasis, depression, anxiety. So many conditions can be caused from an imbalance of gut microbiome and inflammation. So, yeah, gut health is super important. Also, digestive enzymes, making sure your body's breaking down the food properly to prevent any pathogens.
So there's a lot there. And sometimes, like you said, even with the depression and anxiety, like maybe you wouldn't put that down to your gut health. Maybe you'd put that down to like mindset or circumstances mm-hmm. in your life. When, you know, I know myself with my own depression and anxiety, a lot of the time I've had to say, right, if my mindset's good, if I'm feeling in a good place, let's look at the body. Like, how are my hormones feeling? Do I need to supplement something? Do I need to balance something? And once you have these like tools in your toolkit as such, you're then able to be like, right, do the checklist. Is it this? Is it that? Let's look at this. Mm. And for me, you know, taking probiotics especially changed my life. I mean, I have suffered with bloating for years, and no matter what I did, no matter how much weight I lost, no matter what I did, the bloating was still there no matter what. And probiotics have been a whole game changer for me. But can you just explain to us like how probiotics and things like that work? Like, how does it actually balance the gut?
So the gut microbiome has like millions of gut bacteria, and they all live harmoniously together. So sometimes, for instance, if you take antibiotics, this perfect little balance can be disrupted. And although antibiotics are necessary sometimes, but they are also overprescribed. It can lead to alterations in the gut bacteria, and then it can lead to bacterial overgrowths. It can, make you more susceptible to getting other pathogens as well. And then it can lead to a whole host of other issues as well. But then there's also specific strains that treat specific things as well. So working with a qualified healthcare practitioner, you'll be able to know which strain would be best for what's going on. Yeah.
Amazing. So if anybody's listening to this and they're like, God, some of this is ringing true, what are the common signs of a gut imbalance in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. So you could get cramping, you can get constipation, diarrhea, or alternating constipation, diarrhea. excessive burping, reflux, allergies, depression, anxiety, like fatigue, brain fog. They're your common symptoms. And so many people just dismiss these symptoms as just like normal as you age. Yeah, this is just what happens, which no, it shouldn't happen. It's not normal. And they just push it aside. But yeah, it's really important to get to the bottom of it and just do the relevant testing so you know what's actually going on.
And where's the best place to get these tests done? Can you just go to your doctor? Like, where do those things sort of happen?
I mean, you can go to your doctor and just get basic, you know, like your basic stool tests, your basic blood tests. But then if you go and see a naturopath or a natural health practitioner, we can do like a complete microbiome map or a GI map. So it just pretty much tests. It's a stool test and it tests for all your gut bacteria, your good gut bacteria, any potential overgrowths, if you've got any parasites, viruses, potential autoimmune triggers. It talks about what your digestive enzymes are doing, if there's any inflammation, any blood. So it's a really good diagnostic tool. Also depends on what's going on. You can also go to your GP and get a referral to see a gastroenterologist who will then do a colonoscopy. You could also test for SIBO as well through a breath test. So there's a lot of different diagnostic tools, just depends on what's going on.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you, in your work as well, you talk about how our mindset affects our gut health and our bodily health. So why is our mindset so important and how does it affect?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Back to our gut health.
So the gut and the brain obviously communicate together. So have you heard of the gut being referred to as the second brain?
Yep, intuition, yep. Gut feeling, yep.
Yeah, so they actually communicate back and forth through the vagus nerve. So it's a very long nerve that connects from your brain stem to the lowest part of your digestive tract. And it's like a communication highway between your gut and your brain. Between your brain and your gut. So if your gut is impaired, it sends signals to the brain and then vice versa. So if you're worried or stressed, then the brain can send signals to the gut. So for example, if you're about to give a speech and like public speaking makes you super nervous, and then you get that fluttery feeling in your gut, and then you might get stomach cramps and then you might need to run to the restroom. So that's a perfect example of how the brain and the gut are connected. But then alternatively, if you do something like yin yoga or meditation, and then your mind is like more like focused on deep breathing as well, and just more calm, and then your gut issues seem to temporarily just disappear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing. And I think it's, you know, it's so true, because for me, in my instance, you know, my mindset massively affects my gut health and my hormone health. And, you know, I don't, a bit like probably yourself as well, you know, I didn't realize for 3 years I had gone through so much chronic stress and burnout that I think it was like a miracle I just had gut imbalance and hormone imbalance. You know, when I look back, I think, God, it's crazy to think how much I went through, but actually, thank God, it was just something like that that I could naturally balance and find some natural solutions to. And I think, you know, even when I went down the sort of like GP route and doctor route, you know, a lot of that was ignored and it was like, yeah, that's fine. You know, you just need to deal with the prolactin, but actually they weren't even going to give me anything for the dangerously high prolactin. They just said, oh, we're just going to monitor it for 6 months. But obviously I'd done so much research into it and obviously the effects, and I didn't want it to develop into prolactinoma, which is obviously a heck of a lot serious. So I thought, right, I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to work with people who know how to heal this, who know how to reduce this, who know how to bring my body into balance. And, you know, within months, my chronic acne was just so massively reduced. It was a journey, but it was so massively reduced. And bloating, like I would look at my stomach and be like, oh my God, like, look at that flat stomach. Where have you been?
Who is this?
Yeah. Like, it was crazy the results and differences I saw, you know, even after a month of doing all of that. And I think, you know, some people may look at me and think, God, Emma spends all that money on supplements each month or all this, but actually my health has been the best investment I have ever spent money in. And the rewards I get from that, i.e. happy, healthy skin, happy, healthy hormones, feeling good within myself, because I honestly can see so often when my mental health is knocked because of like body imbalance. And for me, you know, that's just so important of, I need to do this to have my body happy and healthy, and then manage stress and manage, you know, things like that in a healthier, happier way. So my body's not also taking that on and suppressing it and, you know, feeling all those things as well. So definitely, I think, you know, our bodies can benefit so much from us having good mental health and looking after ourselves, and things like self-care and self-love as well. Because, you know, when we take that time for ourselves, when we prioritize ourselves, you know, our body's going to feel and get all that goodness from it as well. So do you have a self-care routine yourself, Vanessa?
Self-care routine, yes. I have started going to yin yoga again every single week, because I feel like I used to do it like a few years ago and then I just stopped. I started doing different forms of training, but then I found like I was getting quite anxious because I just been life and workload and everything's super busy. And then I'm like, I need to start doing yin yoga again. I need to be calm. So I started doing it like once a week. Now I'm doing it twice a week. And it's just like a nice, I don't know. It's a nice time to myself to just focus on me, slow down my breathing. Mm-hmm. It's like yin and meditation. So I do my meditation as well. It's in the evening, so it's a really nice, relaxed environment. And I always feel really good afterwards. Like I sort of feel energized but calm and just really positive. Mm-hmm. So I love doing yin yoga. Also try and get massages as well, because that also makes me feel really good and feel really calm. Yeah. So it's just very important to focus on self-care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if anybody is aware that they have a gut imbalance, or they've listened to the symptoms that you've described and they're like, oh my gosh, I absolutely have this, how can we start to heal and balance our gut day to day?
So I would just get the relevant tests done first. So many people just go into their local health food store and they're like, okay, I've got these symptoms. Yeah, my friend just told me I need to get X supplement to treat this, and they don't really know like why they're taking it. They don't really know what's going on. So I always tell people just get the relevant tests done first, just because you don't want to waste your money and you want to know exactly what's going on so you can treat it properly. So yeah, definitely get a gut microbiome test. See if you have any parasitic bacterial overgrowths, viral infections that could be contributing to your symptoms. So you can then eradicate that. Offer digestive support, make sure your detox pathways are supported, and then go in with your prebiotics and probiotics. and rebuild that gut flora back, repair the gut lining with specific supplements like, you know, your glutamine, your bone broth, your slippery elm, your marshmallow. Yeah, and then also maintaining a healthy lifestyle during that time. So maybe ditch the alcohol during the time when you're healing your gut, or the fried fast foods. Like optimize sleep, minimize stress, yoga. Eat quality food, organic when you can, minimize your toxic load as well.
And do you find that sleep plays quite a pivotal part in our gut and hormone health as well?
It definitely does. It definitely does. It's your time to rest and repair. It's like when your body's repairing, you need sleep. And a lot of people have so many issues with sleep. So many people I see have like disturbed sleep, or wake up like 5 times through the night, or have trouble falling asleep. So sleep is a big one, definitely.
Amazing. So my last question to you today then, Vanessa, is what is one piece of life advice that you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with?
Well, you don't need to live with uncomfortable gut symptoms for the rest of your life. Like, don't just dismiss these symptoms as something that happens with aging. Get the relevant tests done, find out what the root cause is, and then speak to a qualified healthcare professional that can help you develop a treatment plan, and then get your gut, or like get your body feeling like its best self.
Exactly. And you know, it's you will feel so much better after doing so. And you know, I was definitely a skeptic. I was one of those people who were like, supplements, probiotics, all of this stuff. But it was only through literally being almost like forced to, of like, well, I have to do something, I have to try something, because I have tried everything else in Western medicine, I have tried everything, and I'm still getting ignored at the doctors. I thought like there has to be another way. And I think, you know, I'm grateful that I took that leap, and I'm grateful that I tried those things, because I learned so much about myself, learned so much about my body, and uncover things that I didn't even know, you know, had happened, you know, in terms of my gut health, and you know, having a leaky gut, etc. I knew nothing of that. So, you know, from going down that path, I learned so much and was able to then heal my body and, you know, feel a million times better, because we put our bodies through so much in life. And you know, to feel happy and healthy and balanced, like that's what everybody wants, right? So, you know, it is definitely possible, like Vanessa says, and you know, that information is out there and is accessible as well. But Vanessa, where can my love lovely listeners find you if they want to learn more about your work and follow you?
Yep, so you can follow me on Instagram. So my Instagram handle is at pursuit.of.health, and also at www.pursuitofhealth.com.au.
Amazing. And I will put a clickable link to Vanessa's website in the description below, so you have an easy, quick link to go and access her work as well. But thank you so much, Vanessa. It's obviously been such a pleasure having you on today. I've learned tons, so I'm sure everybody listening has learned so much as well. So thank you so much for coming on.
That's all right. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. I really hope you've enjoyed Vanessa and I's conversation today. As always, you can find a clickable link to Vanessa's work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my videos, or my books, you can find it all on emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where enjoy myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things law of attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.